We're holding in the end of Simen Reish Nun Aleph in the Mishneh Brura, in the middle of Sivkot and Zion. The Mishneh Brura brings down from the Magen Avraham, Kosovo Magen Avraham, Sheha'ari HaKodesh, Oyo Nizar, Sheloi Legaleach, Achar HaMincha, Afilo Be'erev Shabbos. The Ari never took a haircut Friday afternoon. So when you see this Magen Avraham, it's Mashma. Even though the Ramah said that even though we're not allowed to do a Meloch Erev Shabbos, but to take a haircut, you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos, because it looks that you're doing it L'Kovet Shabbos. It looks in the Ashkof HaRishayna that the Ari was Makpid not to take a haircut. The Mishabur is coming to explain that the Ari is not a stira, and it was not the purpose of the Ari not to take a haircut because it's Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and it's the Issa Meloch and the Gemara B'Psochim. The Ari was Choshesh for a different Zach. U'biyuroi. The Masha Kosav Achara Mincha, what the Ari said, when the Magen Avraham brings down, not to take a haircut Achara Mincha, Hainu Achar Sheigiyaz Man Mincha, Avaloy Mayri Sheispal Mincha. The Ari was before Mincha. As the Gemara in Shabbos of Tesla Mudbeis, then you're not allowed to take a haircut from Mincha Velemalo, is a different issue because it's Man Mincha. So you're not allowed to take a haircut from Mincha Velemalo. And this is the purpose of this halacha. Why did the Kohen afilu be'erev Shabbos? What is afilu be'erev Shabbos? Only in erev Shabbos. Rotzolaymar. Loi mi boye bechoy that he was makpid not to take a haircut before Mincha, and afilu tzerich Shabbos. If he didn't daven Mincha, he would not take a haircut even as it's a mitzvah lekavet Shabbos. Gam gilam galach achas shigaz man Mincha v'lo yispalel. Ve'olam shelo nizorim to be makpid to daven Mincha before they take a haircut Friday. אפילו אחר שהגיע הזמן מלכה קטנה יש למה שכיוון שכיוון לבית הכנסת צריך השינן שיעבר הזמן. Because they call us to come to daven. So במילה we not חושב שיעבר הזמן. This is the reason that people today take haircuts even after the מלכה. So שתיקל פלא, the Mishneh Brura is not מציין, but he himself written in סימן ריש למד בייס, דיר זה הלוכה, סימן ריש למד בייס סעיף בייס, לא יישב אדם בספור, don't sit by the barber מן המלכה ולמעלה before you daven. And also don't go into a Suda, even a Suda Ktana. And on that the Ramah, Simen Reish Lamed Beis Seif Beis, brings down, V'yash Cholkim, She'soivrim She'l'Suda Ktana, you're allowed to start. And of them, Zog the Mishneh Brura Seif Kotn Chof Aleph, V'ledidayu, and for that Shittas, Tispeiras Didan Shori. Because our haircuts are not big haircuts. It's not Tispeiras Ben Elosho, it's not a hard haircut. So that haircut you're allowed to do, even Friday, even afternoon, before Mincha. So Mishneh Brura is asking, why the Olam HaSemech today to take a haircut, L'chur the Semech and Reish Lamed Beis, Sivchof Aleph, Sivchon Chof Aleph. And I want to explain. Because if you have to come to the Heter that they call for davening, and our places today, no one calls for davening. So to feed that, you'd be not allowed to take a haircut before davening Mincha, at least Mincha Ktana. Now, in the Aridu HaMedayik that he took a haircut, the Sharitshuva brings down during the whole week. Also Friday, but he took also during the whole week. There's no chiyuv. For sure, the Kovet Shabbos, you have to take Friday. It's better to take Friday. Sharitshuva says that you can take a haircut Yom Chamishi. Mishneh Brura Taken Simen Reish Samach, Sivkot Nevov brings down that some people are makpid not to cut the nails Yom Chamishi because it starts to grow in Shabbos. We'll get to that. And the Orach HaShulchan there brings down that Uad Dilegabi Saris HaRosh. Don't take a haircut Yom Chamishi because it grows in Shabbos. And the question is, if it's really Akpada. So for sure, the Akpada is, if you have a day to take it, don't before Yom Chamishi. But if you can't do it Friday, Avada, you're allowed to do it Yom Chamishi and you don't have to be choishish to that. It only means that it's better not to do it Yom Chamishi, do it Friday. Now the question, if you can do it Yom Revi or Yom Chamishi, so a lot of people can say, for sure there's no Indian not to do it Yom Chamishi. It's not just a zizu that it starts to grow. It means even Yom Chamishi, it doesn't help because it starts to grow. It's different reasons because the goyim had a Yontef Friday maybe. This is the reason not to take a haircut Yom Chamishi. Be'ez Hashem will get to it in Simen Rei Samach. I just wanted to say this, point out that the Shari Tshuva brings down here that you could take a haircut Yom Chamishi. Mishneh Brura carries on the Ramah. Yesh le'odam le'mayet k'tzas b'limudei be'erev Shabbos to learn a little bit less k'dei she'yochin tzorchi Shabbos. Mishneh Brura brings down, this is the reason in Sivkot Nches she'en koivim yeshiva be'erev Shabbos. Friday is weaker. to name the yeshivas the mechazik the Friday. Because the bachim are yeshleim mesholsim, and the Mishabur says in the end, shemishi yeshleim mesholsim doesn't have to stop learning. Baruch Hashem, the bachim have mesholsim today, they don't have to cook. ובסייפה סדר היום כוסף דים רוגי ללמוד דובר שיש לקיצבו ישלם מדים רבים אל יבטלנו אין חומש רשי מעביר סדרה דובר שיש לקיצבו ועל כן לגזרינה שימוש אחד הלילה but if by learning Friday he will not have what to buy later אם על די כך לא ימצא ליקנו את הזי לא יקבו הלימוד בבויקה סייף קודם טס so he has to מבט את קצת מהלימוד או יקוד פפיר ואם יש להם משורש שיוכים בשבילו, אין הצורך, they could learn normally. So it's a order, so the Shechonon is talking to a person that doesn't have someone to help him. So why is it only מבט על קצת? וכל שכן זוג למשנבור, אם איכן בים חמישי בבד היוכל ללמד כדרכוי. מי הוא זוג למשנבור? A little bit, even מי שיש להם משורש has to. We didn't see in רשנון, כל אדם is מחויב, a little bit of מחה בשבס בגופוי. So again, so a little bit he has to do anyways. But if he has a משורש, it's enough. But the Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't have a Meshorah, so he has a Mevatel Ktsas Milimudai. So in Mishnah Halacha, his Matar Tzach is what exactly is the Pshat here. We'll go weiter, Simen Reish Nun Beis. Din Melochis Amutorim Ve'asurim Ve'adchil Berev Shabbos, Kedish Nigmorim Be'Shabbos. Before we start, I want to give a Akdome. These Halachas in our days are very, very Negea Lemaise. We're going to learn that the Halachas, that a person is allowed to do Melochis Erev Shabbos, that they finish up in Shabbos, like putting dior in some imanim and the color catches in Shabbos, puts a trap and the animals are catched in Shabbos. And our days have been a gear for a Shabbos clock that will put on a light in Shabbos, will put on an oven in Shabbos, a machine to sell cigarettes that people come in Shabbos and the machine gives them, going for sure, and the machine gives them over things in Shabbos, sending a fax from my computer in Shabbos, receiving in Shabbos. It's very negad, a dryer, washing machine, all these machines I could put them before Shabbos and the Corona Shabbos. This is the simon we're going. And it's divided for things that make noise and things that don't make noise. So we'll start the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch first is talking about things that don't make noise. Things that make noise later is a gzeira de rabbonon, mitzad zilzul Shabbos, or shiyoyim rusha osa be Shabbos. Shchanoch is talking in Sif Aleph, Mutor lehatchil b'melocha b'erev Shabbos, Yilal to start the medua melocha b'erev Shabbos, Samuch l'chasheicho. What is the shir Samuch? It's in Reish Mem Zayin, if it's a little bit more, a little bit before Shabbos. Mishamua here doesn't say chilukim. Aval pishe niyochol legomo mi b'oid yoyim. Even that he can't finish the melocha, v'inigmeres me'eloa b'Shabbos. And the melocha will be finished on her own in Shabbos. Kigoy, Shchanoch brings down five examples. Lisha is dioves amemonim b'mayim. He puts ink or different things in the water. Ve'em nishrim kol haShabbos. What is the meloche? All these things are things that if you will do it in Shabbos, you'll be chayiv miser, chayiv chatos. The meloche is other megabel, lash, or that it's sevea, it stains the water. Ve'losei unim shel pishton, linen, letanu kedei sheyislabnos, meloches melaben. Also, you're allowed to do it before Shabbos and it finishes in Shabbos. To put wool into the big packet, a big pot that has ink inside, paint inside, that it colors it. Now here the Shulchan Aruch adds a condition, she'eino ala esh, that it's not on the fire, v'yituch betit. Because if it's ala esh, it's a gzeira de rabbonon shema yechate. But if it's not ala esh, why it has to be tuch betit? Because if it's not tuch betit, even though there's no shema yechate, but shema yegis, but he will mix it, he will stir it. Ve'amegis v'gdeira afilo ein ala esh chayim mishum evashel. Here's mashma, every time when you mix a pot, a chon pot that you took off the fire, you also chayim mishum chatos. We'll see later that it's not so simple when you mix a chon pot when it's off the fire, if you chayim chatos or not, if it's fully cooked, not fully cooked. Ma'ez mishabur says they can chile not to mix it for sure. Ve'ez Hashem, we'll see in shimin yudches. We're going back to our case. The wool, if you mix the wool, you for sure chayev, because it makes the paint to be much better. So again, so the value have four cases, to put the ink in the water, to put the unim, if the linen, in the fire, or to put the wool inside the big packet full with, the big dish full with ink, paint, and it colors, but that can has to be that it's closed completely, even if it's not on the fire, shema yegis. He puts a trap for animals, for fish, and they get caught in Shabbos. It's also mutal to do it. all these things finish and all in Shabbos and Memele Tzmuta. Before we start to see the Mishneh Berurah, I want to mention one of the most Negel and Meisidik is the Tshuva in Reb Moshe Feinstein and Igras Moshe Chelek Dalet Simen Samach. Reb Moshe asks a question. If you're allowed to put a Shabbos clock, what all of us do, how it works, you time set the Shabbos clock and it puts on the light on Shabbos. The Shoel wanted to say, the same thing, all these halachos are mutter to do Erev Shabbos and it finishes in Shabbos, you'd be allowed to put a Shabbos clock before Shabbos and it will finish in Shabbos. Reb Moshe wants to say that it's different. By us, the melocha is ready, I did it. This is my melocha. Dear, the melocha was never done. The Shabbos clock makes the melocha later. And it's not called that was done Friday. He builds it up. Memeilev zok Moshe, it's ki'ilu, you're telling a goy to do a amira, to do a melocha in Shabbos. And like Chazal asked the amira lenochi b'Shabbos, mistame, it's Chazal would ask this if it would be then. And maybe it's b'chlau that I call it the Rabbanan. Then Reb Moshe says, maybe no, we'll say shlichas amira le'akum imtzad shlichas. And eilanu lehoitziv al gzeyas Chazal. So Reb Moshe abo mitzad, mechzi zilusa de Shabbos, it's a vada yisur, Reb Moshe mizmiyasad of ourselves, we could have an Isur of Zilusa de Shabbos. So Reb Moshe wants to say it has to be also. So how people do Shabbos collect on Shabbos? He wants to say, Reb Moshe, that in the old days, in Chutz Laaretz, a lot of people were matter to tell a guy to put on a light on Shabbos, to shut the lights on Shabbos. We don't do it, like Reb Moshe. But people had all different heterim. We'll see later by Hashem very soon what was the heterim of some people every time to hint at the tell a guy to put things on Shabbos. So light was going on and off in Jewish houses on Shabbos. So mainly when it goes on the Shabbos clock, it's not as you lose on the Shabbos. But if you put your dry clean, your washing machine to go on Shabbos, to put a dishwasher to go on Shabbos, an oven that will go and cook in Shabbos, these things like Reb Moshe, it's also to do it and there's no heter of Shabbos clock. Again, without the Shabbos that it's making noise, we'll see later, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, a dishwasher is a Shabbos of Hashmoas Koil, maybe it's a new Isu, or the Moshe, an oven will go on Shabbos to warm the food. Reb Moshe wants to ask her, so a timer also will be a problem. A big chiddush of Reb Moshe, not everyone was mekabel the chiddush of Reb Moshe, but we have to know that Siddur is a chiddush of Reb Moshe. Again, legabi lemaisa, if you're allowed to put on an oven that will go on a Shabbos like in Shabbos, or to have an electric machine that sells cigarettes in Shabbos, or to get the receiver fax, the sender fax in Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech, and Shin Zayin, Shin Yudches, and by us in Siv Hey, we'll go in Be'ez Hashem to all these details, when it's mutar and when it's also. We'll start to see first the Mishneh Berurah. Lish is Dioi. Mishneh Berurah wants to explain all these things, and Shabbos is a melocha de reise dot. Ube Shabbos also Mishu Megabel, שמערב הדיוי והמים יחד. That is mixing, it's a מלאכס לש, ויש אימים דעוס משום צבע. But אפילו אוכי קיימן שמתחיל בזמן המותר בערב שבס, וממילא נגמר הפעול בשבס שורי. וכן בכל הנה דכחושב יש בהם איסו די רייסה, כשאויסו איסו בשבס, אפילו אוכי קיימן שמתחיל בערב שבס שורי. של פישטן לתנו, אפילו אין תוח בתית, why? אפילו אוכל לחשינת שם יגל להכיסוי. The kavon, the הרוח, כושר להם לחשינת. The wind is not good for the linen. צמר לתך יוירו, והיא קולטת את הצבע, אוסו שם יחצה. היינו, אפילו יש זמן, even there is enough time that the color will catch on the wool before Shabbos, but it becomes better when you mix it. שם יחצה. Now, שם זמן אוירבך says, that if it's on the fire, and you cover the fire, then you don't have to tucha betit. When it's not on the fire, you have to have tucha betit shema yegis. But it's on the fire, you don't have to have. Why? Because be'etzem, the best thing is not only to be megis, it's really to mix the fire will be bigger, everything will be better. And while you made yourself something that stops you from turning the fire, because you made grufa viktuma, v'meli, you would not come to be megis, only when it's not on the fire. So there's no chita b'gecholim anyway. The only options that you have is to mix it and to store it. Chaygab didn't make a gzeira. It's good to see in Shulchan Shleima. Shem, v'amegis in avda amechaber, it's mashma, that he was medame, storing, mixing a normal food pot to a yoyro with wool. Avda amechaber hishvo ha'gosa b'yoyro la'gosa b'gdeiro. Ein ha'shovet. B'gdeiro imi mubushel eskot zorchoi, Sules by Isura de Reise. Maybe not even Isura de Rabona was in Shin Yud Ches. Vilu Biyoira also Bechol Gavne Lahagis. And the Essen Dinah Mishavur says, it's not Mitzad Mevashel, because Mitzad Tzevea. The Alkin also written Semel Yair, Rotach HaSomel HaShecho. Even if it's already cooked, mean to say it was paint. But while he paints it better, the Mele his Chayev Mitzad Tzevea, if he mixes it in Shabbos. Shchanor says Mishum Mevashel, but Basir Shiyut Ches, that in Yeiro Be'ikir Deshayel is not Mevashel, it's Tzevea. And the same thing is Muto, Livro is Mitzudachayu B'Shabbos, if he did it in Shabbos, and B'Shabbos Prisosim, when he did it, the animal went in, his Chayim, Mishum Tzeide. So even so, the Halacha is that in Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do it.